I have a confession to make. I had the idea to write a book for years before I finally put pen to paper and published the book. So the big question is this: how do people like me, who battle doubt and insecurity, push past their fears and publish a book? Well, that is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answers. So join me as I bring you behind the scenes interviews and insights so that you can move forward and publish your book with boldness and courage. My name is Coach Tam, and this is Publishing Secrets. Welcome back to Leading with Grace, the series where we explore the life-changing power of servant leadership through the lens of faith. In our last episode, we explored the delicate balance between exercising authority and nurturing others, discovering how we can empower and uplift those that we guide. Today, we set out on part four of our journey, focusing on the enduring impact of leadership, the legacy that we leave behind. We'll uncover the secrets to crafting a legacy of transformation, one that ignites change in the hearts and minds of those we serve. As Christian thought leaders and authors, we have the privilege and responsibility to use our words and actions to shape lives and communities. We must ask ourselves, how can we ensure that our influence extends beyond our lifetimes? How can we create that ripple effect of positive change that grows long after we're gone? So whether you're a seasoned leader or just beginning to embrace your calling, join me as we explore the power of a transformative legacy. Together, we'll learn from the example of a biblical leader who embodied this principle and discover practical ways to craft a lasting impact through our own leadership and work. Let's dive into part four of Leading with Grace, Legacy of Transformation, Crafting Lasting Change. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. These powerful words by Maya Angelou remind us that the true measure of our leadership lies not in our individual accomplishments, but in the lasting impact we have on the lives we touch. As Christian thought leaders and authors, we have the incredible opportunity to shape the hearts and minds of those who encounter our work. But the question we must ask ourselves is, what kind of legacy do we want to leave behind? How can we ensure that our influence extends beyond the fleeting moments of our own lives? The answer lies in crafting a legacy of transformation, one that ignites lasting change and empowers others to reach their God-given potential. And this brings us to the heart of our discussion today. The key message of part four in Leading with Grace: a true beacon's legacy is measured not by the momentary brightness of their light, but by the lasting change they ignite in the hearts and minds of others. Our goal as servant leaders is not merely to shine brightly for a season, but to kindle a flame in others that continues to burn long after we've passed the torch. It's about using our platform, our wisdom, and our compassion to empower others to become transformative leaders in their own right. As Christian thought leaders and authors, our ultimate goal is to create a legacy of transformation, to inspire and empower others to live out their God-given purpose and potential. The impact of our leadership should extend far beyond our own lives and accomplishments. Now, in this episode, we turn to the pages of Scripture for an extraordinary example of a leader known for his transformative impact, Paul the Apostle. Once a prosecutor of the early church, Paul's encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus radically changed the course of his life and the history of Christianity. Through his writings, which form a significant portion of the New Testament, Paul's legacy continues to shape the hearts and minds of believers worldwide. His letters to various churches and individuals, such as the book of Romans, Galatians, and Ephesians, contain timeless wisdom and guidance for living a life of faith and purpose. One aspect of Paul's legacy that stands out is his unwavering commitment to the gospel and his willingness to endure hardship for the sake of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28, Paul recounts the many trials he faced, including imprisonments, beatings, and shipwrecks. Yet through it all, he remained steadfast in his mission to spread the good news and nurture the spiritual growth of those he led. As we reflect on Paul's legacy, it is important to consider the lasting impact we hope to have through our own leadership and work. Ask yourself, what kind of transformation do I want to ignite in the lives of others? How can I use my unique gifts and platform to inspire and empower those I lead? Now, one practical way to craft a legacy of transformation is to focus on mentoring and developing others. Invest your time and resources in nurturing the next generation of leaders, just as Paul did with individuals like Timothy and Titus. By pouring into others and helping them grow in their faith and abilities, you multiply your impact and ensure that your legacy extends beyond your own lifetime. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on the legacy you're building through your leadership and work. Let Paul's example inspire you to remain steadfast in your commitment to Christ and to crafting a lasting change in the lives you touch. Remember, your legacy is not measured by the accolades you receive or the momentary successes you achieve. It's measured by the lives you transform, the hearts you inspire, and the ripple effect of your faithfulness to God's call. Join us next time as we continue our journey through the principles of servant leadership. Until then, keep leading with grace and purpose, knowing that your legacy has the power to shape eternity. God bless.
Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this week's episode of Publishing Secrets, where our mission is to inspire you to write, publish, and profit in a way that honors God. If this episode has been a blessing to you, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, then rate and review. And if you want support in your journey, whether you are a current author or an aspiring author, then join us on Facebook in the Christian Authors Network. Wherever you are in your journey, we have the best next step for you. So join us there and get the support that you need to make the impact that you have been called to make. Until next time, God bless.